Paul, obviously had a quite a nice break with international break. Has it come at the right time or the kind of most frustrating time?
I'll tell you, 5 o'clock on Saturday. No, it's look, after back-to-back wins, you want the next game to come fairly quickly. But you know, having the 10 days, you know, since Burton, it's been good. We've got some good training in them, and we're all looking forward to Saturday now. You know, because it seems a lot longer than 10 days.
Has it been a case of kind of catching up on the pre-season you kind of didn't get with a lot of the guys arriving so late?
Yeah, we have with some of them. You know, but we've had to be a little bit careful as well, because a lot of the ones that did miss pre-season have played a lot of games recently as well. So it was a balancing act, who to get the work into, who not to. With the amount of games that we've had, you know, sometimes mentally you need a little bit of a rest as well. But it's been good, you know, this week, and having the free week, it's gave us a chance from Monday to work on what we want to do on Saturday. And you don't always get that in this league, you know, with the games Saturday, Tuesday. But for the full week to prepare, so we're all chomping at the bit for Saturday now.
I know you don't got the biggest squad, but is this the sort of first week where you've got a few sort of selection dilemmas, riches, but...
Yeah, Rob's still out, we know that. Curtis has trained with the group today for the first time in a long time, which is good, and he looked really sharp. Dean's still travelling around the world somewhere at the minute. You know, he's played two games and done really well, actually, from the reports I've had. But we won't see Dean till probably tomorrow afternoon, so we'll assess him and we'll see him. But apart from that, everybody's fine.
What about Luke McCulloch as well, obviously, on his national duty? Is he back?
Luke's back and trained this morning. You know, he made his competitive debut at the weekend for Northern Ireland, which is fantastic for him at a young age. And yet again, the reports we've had back from the coaching staff there have been fantastic.
And for him, being on international duty and just getting that experience as well, it must help, you know, Rovers as well in terms of his development.
It does it, you know, more than anything else. It helps the kid. You know, he's going away at a young age and playing international football. When he's not got necessarily, I know he's played majority of the games for us this season, but he's experience-wise, career-wise, he's not got a lot of games under his belt. So to have a taste of international football shows how well he's been doing. And he's highly thought of, within the Irish setup, which is great for us.
Yeah. And just general about sort of confidence as well must be great in the camp in terms of, you know, like you said, the win, the Scunthorpe win and the JP Trophy win.
Yeah, confidence is high, but that's when you've got to be on your guard as well. You know, sometimes we're at our worst when we've been at our best, if that makes any sense. You know, so we've got to make sure that we don't get carried away, because it's going to be a tough, tough game for us on Saturday. You know, Fleetwood are a good team. We had them watched down at Colchester, although they lost 2-1 for a large majority of the game. Then they were the dominant team, so we need to be aware. We need to do what we did in the Burton game, do what we did in the Scunthorpe game, and first and foremost, that's work hard and be very hard to beat. Dig in, and then play your football after that, because we're going to need to do that Saturday.
Anything particularly you've been working on in training? Just the.
I'm not telling you. I'm going into Saturday. Now look, we want to pass the ball. We know that. But we've been working defensively more than anything else. You know, before the clean sheet at Burton, although we won against Chesterfield, the Scunthorpe game, you know, we still feel as if we can tighten up a little bit more at the back. And that's just not the back four and the goalkeeper, that's as a team, so we've been working a lot on that.
We spoke to Paul earlier, and he was saying that a lot of things is trying to get a bit more kind of aggression in terms of vocal aggression and just being a bit more sort of aggressive on the pitch. Do you feel you've got that in the side at the minute, or is that something you still need to work on?
I think if you ask any manager, that the communication side of it can always be better. I think we've got a great bunch of players here whose attitude's fantastic. We just need them to be a bit more vocal, not just on the pitch but in training as well, because not just to help themselves out as individuals but to help the team out. So there's been a bit of shouting going on in training this week, not just from myself.
And does that come as well with the guys get to know each other as well and just settle into...
Yeah, it does. And it's something that, you know, when... I hate the old thing, going back to when I played. it was a given, you know, and it's something that seems to go out the game. And it's not just our boys here. You know, you speak to managers and coaches all over the country, and they say it's the same thing, whether it's a social thing that goes on or not, I don't know. But it's something that you can't necessarily give people. You know, you've either got it in you or you've not.
Lads aren't as gubby as they used to be, that's probably what it is, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
what have you made of Fleetwood then this season? Obviously, again, a team that have kind of mixed fortune, started well and and then just sort of, you know, a couple of places above you now.
Yeah, they had a great start to the season. You know, they were building on the momentum that they had from last year. But although they've had a couple of defeats recently, they're a good team. They play a lot of good football, got a lot of good players in there as well, who have played at a higher level. So we know that it's going to be a tough game for us. And we know that the minimum is the work rate and the desire that we've had in the last couple of games, for us to go there and get anything. You know, Graham is an ex-Scotland teammate of mine. He advocates playing good football. I know him well. He's a good lad. But we can't look too much into the past couple of results, or look too much into our past couple of results, because it's going to be a tough, tough game.
But it shows you the kind of win you get there. I think you go above them, so it shows you how close it is at the moment.
Yeah, it isn't. We're 10 league games in, you know, and you've got to be reasonably pleased with the start of the season we've had. Now what we've got to do is build in the couple of wins we've had and start moving up the table. But be aware that, you know, if we win Saturday, it can push us up quite a few places, but if we don't, it can knock you down a few places as well. And that just shows you that it is early days and how crazy the league is at the minute.